Today on our program, we are going to be visiting about Boone Community Theater and Don Quixote de la Center. That's going to be the wrapping up the season here. Pam, I'm going to have you pull your mic a little closer to you because you're the director. So you have to rein in all these other people here. A couple of cast members with you today. Gary Gardner's here.
Morning.
Morning, Gary. And John Pease. Good to have you back.
Good morning. It's good to be back.
All right. So last time we visited, you were just really getting started. Cast, and things were seeming to come together pretty good.
And they're still rolling right along. We're about halfway through, and things are going very well.
Now, this one's limited. You only have three performances on this coming up.
Correct. The 25th of April and 26th of April at 7 p.m. And then on Saturday the 27th, we have a matinee at 2 p.m.
All right. And again, kind of the cast itself is, well, you'd describe it, we have an experienced cast.
A couple fresh faces in there.
Yeah. I'm going to say age-wise, we have experience.
Gotcha.
I was trying to look for an easy way. We have an older cast. This one is
some really great parts for some adults, not just ingenue parts, but some great parts for some adults to dig their teeth into, and they've been doing that.
Okay, Gary, you went for the lead.
Yes. When I saw this advertised, I thought, that sounds like an interesting one. I want to look into it. And I actually got a copy of the script a couple months in advance.
Oh.
And when I read it, I said, I've got to do this.
You really wanted to. Well, that was one of those where I think, Pam, you said last time, when people got a chance to start to read this, then I really want to be a part of this.
Yes.
And, and John, you're in the cast, you're actually play married to one of the cast members in the facility, I'll call it, center.
That's right. I'm married to Alice. Clark is a retired truck driver, long-haul truck driver. And so they have a very beautiful relationship, but she has dementia and is slowly, and it's all very painful. It's all very painful, but celebratory at the same time, and I don't want to give anything away. It's just amazing how this writer doesn't hold back in terms of the pain of it all, but also finds grace and redemption and all kinds of beautiful love in the midst. And that's the secret of this play. You know, I swore that I wouldn't. I told myself I would never, as a pastor, I would never ever do a play during Lent or Easter. And this play, when I heard about it, it was so important. It was so important that I said, if I can help in any way, I want to be a part of this because I think it has a beautiful message that a lot of people need to hear. And so,
and that's what we talked about last time, Pam, is, again, just all of the nuances of this, goes from one side to the other. You can be laughing and then cry next.
We've joked several times about handing out Kleenex during intermission. the caretakers that come together to care for the memory care patients, the memory care patients themselves, and they're each has their own individual slant on things, and the family members that come in from the outside to be with their beloved. It just has a little bit of everything, has a lot of truth in it, and just a great look at the whole situation, which has touched so many lives.
So, Gary, you're the lead out there. Yeah. You are the Don Quixote de la Center, right? A little bit about that character. When you started doing this, did you really wanted this part?
Yes, this is the part I wanted. I know the Tenth Commandment says, thou shalt not covet, but I coveted this role.
Yeah, well, there are those that when you read them and you just, I really want to do this.
Yeah, I was very vaguely familiar with who the historical literary Don Quixote was. And, you know, I kind of like that character, even though I'd never read the whole book. It's 126 chapters, I found out. In the process of this, I read the Cliff's Notes version.
Okay.
To get more familiar. And this is not... Well, it's... My character is Don Quixote, the same guy that was back there, but it's in a whole different setting, different circumstances, different people. And the original, the guy that called himself Don Quixote in the book lost his concept of reality, and he morphed into a new reality that was very real to him and obviously not real to those around him. And that's kind of what my character does in this.
It is like dementia, isn't it? It does. You do morph into a, you can, I mean, that's one of the things that, that can happen to you.
Yeah, and trying to see Don in his in real reality and also the reality that's in his mind, that's kind of interesting because he's actually two different people.
Yeah. Pam? We got this performances again, 25th, 26th, evening, 7 o'clock, again, 27th, the matinee. Going to be at 7-Eleven Story.
Correct.
Tech, staging, everything else coming together, pretty simple, or what do you need to do there? Because you said you already had ideas when you were looking at this, what you wanted to do.
Oh, yeah, the stage is already 90% built. The props are almost all there. Costumes are coming together. We have a lot of people busy behind the scenes already, and it's
That's what you need.
Very exciting.
So, again, is this, I mean, this because you only have a handful of performances, obviously. We talked a little bit about David before, the author, the writer, the screenplay, or what wrote the screenplay. This, he wrote this, and again, you're familiar with him, and so this is our Midwest?
This is the Midwest premiere of this show. It will be the third time that it's produced, and it is now published.
Okay.
By a playwriting
company.
Okay,
by a company that does that. Has he said how the other productions have gone? Have you been in contact with him or communicated with him about that?
I've talked to him, you know, couple times during this process, and
obviously he's interested because he would like to have good performance. I mean, a good presentation.
Yeah, obviously. He was actually able to go to the first two because both of them were close to where he actually lives. But this one, he's not going to be able to make it to. Mm-hmm. Just a little bit too far.
Well, that's okay. We'll just give him a great review.
There you
we can
go.
Do that. That's what we're after. So, once again, tickets are this the same basic $15 for adults.
That is correct, and they are on sale on the Facebook or not Facebook page on the website for Boone Community Theater. The tickets are already up for sale.
And people, for those that say, "Well, I don't do that," you can go in 7-Eleven Story. So you can also send them an email, make contact.
Yes.
Or call. And, I mean, there's a number of different ways you can at least reserve yourself some tickets. Make sure or if you happen to see they're working some night, get them then.
Yeah. Somebody can
they can help
get
you out.
Get you set up with reserving some spots for you.
So we'll talk a little bit more about this, but I did want to hit on some of the other things that are going on. We cannot announce, but we know that they've been working on putting together the next season. And that's a work in progress, folks.
It is. It is. They received more proposals than what we have slots for, which is a great problem to have. So just going through and sorting out which proposal they're going to do this year and which proposal they're going to say, hey, can we put this one on the back burner?
Yeah. Now, one of the things you asked for, people that were... had a production they would like to do, if they would like to be involved with directing and doing that. I mean, that I'm guessing has a priority too.
There again, that's where we came up with people that said, well, I would like to direct this and this is how I see it going.
Okay.
So they wrote up a whole little proposal along with their idea for what script they would like to do and how they would like to accomplish
All
that
right.
and and submitted that to the committee, and so the committee has been going through those and making some choices. So
we'll look for the announcement. We'll have, again, they go back to our four performances that we like to do, and I'm sure they'll stage those appropriately. So.
Yeah, I believe that we're planning on if not before, at least by our open house in June, being able to announce the following season.
All right. Again, yeah, she said it, open house in June. Move to 711 Story Street, and that is one thing I know. It's been a slow process. Well, it is a slow process because it's all volunteer.
It's all volunteer. We're also in the middle of maintaining our production schedule. And so in between working on shows, we've been working on building renovations to make this our new home.
So coming up in June, we'll have this open house so the public can come in, take a look at what's being done, what's happening.
Take a look at what's been done, what's going on, what we're in the middle of, and a little bit of what we're hoping to accomplish in the future, too. And if you have ever thought about being a part of the theater, come in, and we're going to have some things set up that you can learn more about what parts, you know, go together to make a production and how you might be able to get involved with that. We're willing to teach.
We can help. Speaking of teaching, this is going to be the open house, I think, will be right before the first of the summer youth productions. How's that? The first we'll go with. One thing, yes. we touched on this last time, Michelle Jacobson will be doing a summer camp. The first performance, I think she's already cast, and that's going to be Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yep, those auditions were held last week, and they were... Yeah. There was
a crowd there.
She had one of those really horrible problems of having so many kids turn out and then being enthusiastic about it that, well, she had to come up with a solution.
Her solution was, we're going to have a second summer camp.
Which is awesome. So, that's marvelous.
And that one's going to be called An Epic Fail. That'll be the production. I think for that... they already have some that will be cast for that part and they also still have sign up. People can still register to be a part of it if they have any kids that would like to be a part. So
if you missed the auditions last week and still want to be a part of it, let us know.
Some might have been vacation before, and hey, I can do the one in July. So it will be in July. So she's got a busy schedule, summer schedule, which is good. You guys like to see all those kids coming.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we all started out as kids, so.
Yeah, we'll keep working on that, too. So talk about board game night. That's the first Friday every month, right?
That is coming up this Friday, and we have some board games there. We have Christopher, who is looking and eagerly awaiting somebody to challenge him at chess, his favorite. or if you have a board game that you enjoy playing but just don't have people to play it with, come on down and join us on Friday night.
We'll do that once again. That's going to be at Boone Community Theater at 711 Story Street. So,
correct.
Let's see. And then I think I looked, further down, a trivia in July maybe?
There is a trivia night in July as well. So
we keep planning for the different things.
We do. Thing that we can get people to come down and be involved and, you know, maybe hang around a little longer.
Hang around. You might want to be a part of our group.
You never know. You may end up playing the role of Don Quixote at Aidless Center.
You could do that. Well, it's already taken right now. So
for this time, yes.
This time. We're going to be back with more on our Tuned In program in just a moment.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy. You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local I can send you with a link.
Okay, smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Once again, on our program today, we're talking about the Boone Community Theater. Don Quixote de la Center is the next production. The last one for this season coming up. Pam Webster and Michelle Levi are co-directing on this. So a little bit about this again. Group home, aging residents, and again, for any that may have joined us after we started, Don Quixote is here. Gary Gardner's yes. playing that part. As he said, coveted that part.
Yeah, it just kind of resonated with me. And I first I thought it was going to be a very lighthearted thing. When I got into it, I saw, well, yes, there are those moments, but there's an undercurrent of real depth there. And I just felt like this is something that I needed to do.
Yeah. Do you feel challenged doing it?
Yes. I started working on memorizing lines before the audition. Hoping that John P. wouldn't get that role.
I'm glad I didn't. Yeah. He's perfect.
But I'm still developing it. I've been working on my lines every day, and every time I read through it, I'll throw in a different nuance. Sure. Just recently read the book by Christine Sutton about her experience mm-hmm. as a caregiver for her husband. And there are, again, some more dimensions that I was not that aware of. And so, we still got a few weeks to for
to refine, just to refine your character. Yeah. Yeah. And Pam, have they been doing that? Again, because I think the cast that I looked at, you have some people there that really want to have the best performance that they can get.
Yeah, and character development is part of the work that we do in preparing for the productions. And yeah, John, just outside this morning, was telling me a little bit about his own ideas on some other ideas for his character to develop. So,
here we go. It's still, again, still a work in progress. And hey, we know potentially some productions could end up with changes in between performances. You'll just pick on something going through a performance and maybe change it for the next one.
The beauty of live theater. You never know what's going to completely 100% happen. But we did have a cast member whose mom works with memory care patients mm-hmm. as a job come in. And so our cast members were able to ask questions and get a little input and, you know, confirm that we're on the right track, and we're lending a lot of authenticity to the whole experience.
So, John, I understand Alice sometimes is like a truck driver.
Well, they both swear, okay. And that's actually a connection for them. That is actually a connection, and the part's played by Susan Herrick, and she's just fabulous at it. I just hope I can hold up to. But it's just, you look into her, you know, this is a couple, they're just celebrating during the play their 49th anniversary, and she goes away mentally. And it's just, it breaks his heart. But to see, to be looking in Susan's eyes and to see that kind of coldness of who are you, you know, and you're the husband, and you're like looking at this woman who's looking at you like you're a total stranger, and it just breaks your heart as a character. You're just happens in a second. It happens, and then, you know, she'll be a little lucid, and then she'll go away, then she'll come back, which is exactly like
like Don Quixote,
Chris Sutton's book. Yeah, yeah. Or like Don Quixote, right? Yeah. That
I'm this person? Places. No, now I'm over. I'm this so doing that. Well, Pam, I know you've talked about, again, just the cast you've got and just how good they are working together. And again, hitting on these points, like you said, you could be crying one minute and you could be just laughing hysterically the next. It's something that's said or done and Looking forward to great performances. Only three of them, folks. It's going to be on April 25th, 26th, 7 o'clock each evening. And then on Saturday the 27th, 2 o'clock in the afternoon at BCT's new home. That's a 711 Story Street. If you would like to come down and participate in board game night, that's Friday. What do we do? Friday at 7?
Friday at 7.
7 o'clock. Welcome to come in. We'll have the open house coming up in June. We'll let you know more about that as we get a little closer. For young people, might want to go on to the Facebook page, Community Theater's Facebook page, and or parents of young people, because of the summer productions and the theater club that'll be going on as well, Michelle.
And specifically the Boone Community Theater children's page. There is a separate page for the children's theater activities.
There's a whole bunch
there.
There is a lot of things that will be going on in conjunction with that. So check it out. I do appreciate you all coming in and joining us today. Thanks so much. And
Thank you for having us. Have a great production coming up
on the 25th, 26th, and again on the 27th.